وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيك، جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء. حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings on you. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات، أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness to Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for he who takes a loan with the intention of paying it back. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who takes the wealth of people with the intention of returning it, Allah jalla jalaluhu will fulfill it on his behalf. He who takes the wealth of people with the intention of destroying it, Allah jalla jalaluhu will destroy him. Imran ibn Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha used to take excessive loans. Her family members criticized her for this and became angry with her. She replied, I will not give up taking loans, for I have certainly heard my close friend and my chosen one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, no person takes a loan with Allah jalla jalaluhu knowing that he wants to pay it back without Allah jalla jalaluhu paying it on his behalf in this world. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she used to take loans. Someone asked her, what is with you that you take loans when you don't really need to do so? So she replied, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a person has the intention of paying back his loan, he certainly receives help from Allah jalla jalaluhu. I am therefore seeking the help from Allah jalla jalaluhu. At-Tabarani rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception: he will receive help from Allah jalla jalaluhu, and Allah jalla jalaluhu will provide the means for his sustenance. Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu is with the one in debt till his debt is paid off, provided his debt is not for something which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu dislikes. The narrator says, Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala used to say to his treasurer, go and take a loan for me, for I dislike spending a night without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu being with me, after what I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever from my ummah takes a loan and makes a full effort to pay it back, then passes away before he can pay it back, then I am his protector. Al-Qasim, the freed slave of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, narrates that it reached him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who takes a loan with the intention of paying it back and is extremely desirous of paying it back, then dies without paying it back, then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is able to please his creditor with whatever he has with him and to forgive the debtor. He who takes a loan with the intention of not paying it back and dies without having paid it back, it will be said to him, did you think that we will not claim such and such person's right from you? His good deeds will then be taken from him and added to the good deeds of the creditor. And if he has no good deeds, the evil deeds of the creditor will be taken and added to the evil deeds of the debtor. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who passes away while owing a dinar or a dirham, it will be taken from his good deeds on a day when there will be no dinars and dirhams. At-Tabarani rahimahullah narrates the above hadith in a lengthier version. Debts are of two kinds. He who passes away while having the intention of paying back his debt, then I am his protector. He who passes away while having the intention of not paying back his debt, then that is the person whose good deeds will be taken on a day when there will be no dinars and dirhams. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he who takes a loan while having the intention of paying it back and then passes away, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will pardon him and please his creditor with whatever he wills. He who takes a loan without having the intention of paying it back and then passes away, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will demand the loan on behalf of the creditor on the day of resurrection. Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will summon the debtor on the day of resurrection till he is made to stand before him. He will then be asked, O man, for what reason did you incur this debt? And how did you trample the rights of the people? He will reply, O my sustainer, you know that I incurred it, but I did not eat, drink, wear, nor waste it. However, a fire, theft, or a loss came upon me. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, my servant has spoken the truth. I am more entitled to fulfill it on your behalf. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will then summon for something and then place it in one pan of his scale. His good deeds will outweigh his evil deeds. He will then enter paradise by virtue of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu's mercy. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned a man from the Bani Israel. This man asked another person from the Bani Israel to lend him 1,000 dinars. The person replied, get me some witnesses so that I may make them witnesses to the fact that I am lending you this money. The man replied, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is sufficient as a witness. So the person said, get me someone who will stand guarantee. The man replied, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is sufficient as a guarantor. The person said, you are right. He then gave him the money, which had to be paid back by a certain time. The man then went out to sea and fulfilled whatever task he had to. He then sought a vessel which he could board and reach in time to pay back his debt. He could not find a vessel. So he took a piece of a log, made a hole in it, and placed 1,000 dinars in it. He also placed a letter in it, addressed to the person who had loaned him the money. He then sealed it and went to the seashore with it. He said, O Allah, you know that I borrowed 1,000 dinars from such and such a person. He asked me for a guarantor, and I said to him that Allah Jalla Jalalu is sufficient as a guarantor. He accepted you as a guarantor. He asked me for a witness, and I said to him that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is sufficient as a witness. He accepted you as a witness. I endeavored to find the vessel so that I could send his money to him, but I was unable to find the vessel. I am now placing this money in your trust. He then flung that log into the sea till it disappeared from his sight. He then turned back, looking for a vessel that was going to his country. On the other hand, the person who had loaned him the money came out to see if any vessel has come with his money. Suddenly he sees a log. He takes it for his family so that he may use it as firewood. When he chopped it, he found the money and the letter in it. Later, the person who borrowed the money reached there and came with 1,000 dinars and said, "By Allah, I was searching for a vessel so that I may bring your money to you on time. But I did not find any vessel before this." So the man said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has paid off your debt on your behalf by the log which you sent." The man then went back with 1,000 dinars, having true faith in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This goes to show the dependence and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we continue on the chapter on fasting and the rewards for fasting. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. The fasting men and the fasting women, the men who guard their chastity and the women who guard their chastity, the men who remember Allah abundantly and the women who remember Allah abundantly, Allah has set aside for them forgiveness and a great reward. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and drink to your heart's content as a reward for what you sent ahead in days gone by. Imam Waqi, rahimahullah, and other scholars say that the above verse refers to the days of fasting, when the fasting people abstain from food and drink. Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There is a door in paradise whose name is Rayyan. The fasting people will enter through this door on the day of resurrection. None apart from them will enter through this door. Once they enter through it, it will be locked so that no one else can enter through it." Ibn Khuzaymah radiallahu ta'ala also narrated the above hadith, but with the following words: "Once the last of them enter through it, it will be locked. He who enters through it will have a drink. Whosoever has that drink will never experience thirst." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, "Every deed of a man is for him except for fasting. It is for me and I shall personally give the reward for it. Fasting is a shield. When any of you is fasting, he should neither behave in an obscene manner, nor should he shout. If anyone is abusive towards him or fights with him, he should say, 'I am fasting. I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person is purer in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu than the fragrance of musk. There are two occasions of joy for the fasting person. He rejoices when he opens his fast, and he will rejoice by his fast when he meets his sustainer." Another narration states, "The reward for each deed of a man is multiplied by 10 till 700. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, "Except for fasting, it is solely for me, and I shall personally give the reward for it. The fasting person leaves his desires and his food for my sake. There are two occasions of joy for the fasting person: the joy he experiences when he opens his fast, and the joy he will experience when he meets his sustainer. The smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person is purer in the sight of Allah than the fragrance of musk." Such is the virtue of fasting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all steadfast on the fast and saum in the month of Ramadan, and give us a tawfiq to also fast the other sunnah fast during the year, like fasting on a Monday for the pleasure of Allah, fasting on a Thursday for the pleasure of Allah, fasting during Ayyam Bid, and those days are the 13th, 14th, and 15th. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.